The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
...840-1360-97.5 WTAQ News Talk Sports. Well, I've been saying all along I thought it was going to be a pretty rough winter. We're off to a pretty rough start. It's December 6th, and it's cold. Barely single digits, wind chill well below zero. Thus far, and I stress thus far, we have dodged some of the heavy snow that other parts of the Midwest have seen. The Dakotas have seen snow. Minnesota has seen a ton of snow, more than literally 40 plus inches in parts of Minnesota. I think we are at some point not going to be spared the snow. I think it's going to be one of the snowiest, coldest weathers, winter weather in a long time. I just have that feeling, and it seems that we're off to that start. We will see. I want to get to a topic that we did not get to yesterday. Yesterday, speaking of the weather, yesterday we had State Representative Jeff Mercer on, and I've got to tell you, Jeff is a nice guy. I don't know him that well. My siblings from their high school years know him better than I do, but that was one of the most confused interviews I've ever conducted on his position on global warming. Because of that, that took up pretty much all of this segment. Yesterday, we did not get to the latest on the Walmart controversy in Green Bay, and there is a lot to get to. First, let me say this. As you know, I have been saying for weeks, if not months, on this issue, I need to get the mayor on. I need to get the mayor on. I need to get the mayor on. Yesterday, as our newsroom was working on this story, they reached out to Jim for comment, Mayor Schmidt. They reached out for comment, and they let him know I would like him on the show. To my knowledge, there was no response of any kind to that. They reached out on his cell number. We certainly didn't hear back that he was willing to be on this show today. And I know I've been hard on him. I understand that. Deservedly so, because I just don't know what the hell he's thinking, which we'll get to in a moment here. Quick backstory, if there's anyone within the listening area that doesn't know the story, Walmart approached the city. Again, Walmart approached the city for discussions on the old Larson property to put a 154,000 square foot store there, which I'll admit is a big store. As soon as this became public, the merchants in the Broadway District shops went nuts, as they usually do. The Walmart haters came out. When I say as they usually do, shops, small shops, always believe Walmart's going to blow them out of existence. That happened. The Walmart haters came out. They formed a Facebook page that Jim Schmidt denied being a member of. He is, or at least was. I haven't checked it recently. Whether Jim meant to or not, he associated himself with the hate Walmart mentality. He says that's not his reasoning. He just doesn't think a store of that size is an appropriate store for the district. That may or may not be true. I think it's more appropriate than an empty lot. That's my argument. There are a couple of developments, and I'll get to those in just a moment. We will take this up in just a moment, especially what I find an absolutely remarkable move by Jim earlier this week. Before we get to that, I want to give one more plug for an event tomorrow afternoon at the Lazy Dog Sports Bar and Grill in Kaukauna, 1441 Arbor Way. It's a cancer benefit for Greg Cousineau. His daughter is a devout listener of the show. She reached out to me and said, look, my dad turned me on to conservative politics at a very young age. And as you know, I consider loyal listeners to the show family, and it's a family member asking a favor. So I honored that. And I don't do a lot of these. It's cancer benefit tomorrow, 1 to 4 p.m., Lazy Dog Sports Bar and Grill, 1441 Arbor Way, Kaukauna, for Greg Cousineau. Has all of the stuff you would expect in an event like that. Silent auctions, other events, live entertainment, kids and adults games. Again, 1 to 4 tomorrow at the Lazy Dog Sports Bar and Grill, 1441 Arbor Way, Kaukauna. Now, on to the Walmart controversy here in town. Here's the latest, and we're going to work backwards on this. Yesterday, the On Broadway Incorporated Board voted to let Walmart continue its development process. What that does is just allows the process to continue. It doesn't, that's not a declaration of support or opposition. Again, this Walmart store would be on what I consider the far north end of the Broadway shopping district, and that's why I have greeted with great skepticism the notion that this is about not being a good fit with the shops that have sprung up as part of the Broadway renewal over the years, because it is so far north of there. To say that it doesn't fit in with that motif, I think, is very difficult to swallow. Now, even Chris Nauman, executive director of On Broadway, conceded, according to the paper, that it's debatable whether Walmart's proposed supercenter is an ideal fit for the district. And I think the word ideal is operative there. Because from what I am seeing, there's no reason to believe that there are any other legitimate interested parties. There's a lot of hoping and wishing going on out there. Whole Foods, Trader Joe's. But no evidence that either of those companies are seriously entertaining the notion. Now, the city's redevelopment authority could vote Tuesday to end Walmart's option on the 15 acres of land on North Broadway. It's up to the RDA because Larson Green's governing board, which controls the land for the site, deadlocked 3-3 Monday on whether to extend that option. We'll get to that in just a moment. If it goes on after next week, and that is unknown at this point, as the paper writes, On Broadway, Inc. will continue to research the possible impacts a Walmart supercenter could have on the retail district. But whether or not this goes on at all is now up to the Redevelopment Authority. Remember, there is a loan. There is a loan out on this. And if they lapse payment on that loan, the city gets the property. What's Jim Schmidt going to do if that remains an empty lot? If there are no other takers, what will that say about Jim Schmidt? You would rather have it be an empty lot than a Walmart. If you oppose this, let me get this right. If you oppose this, you would rather have it be an empty lot than a Walmart. That's what you're telling me. If you email me and tell me that you oppose this, you would rather see an empty lot. Really. That is stunning to me. Not as stunning as what Jim Schmidt did on Monday. Here's the way the paper wrote it. Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt appointed himself to the Larson Green Governing Board on Monday in an effort to kill Walmart's proposal for a store on North Broadway. Schmidt took the opportunity to replace Alderman Brian Danziger on the board. Danziger is a lieutenant in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve and was called up last week and is out of town. The Larson Green Governing Board is made up of 3 members appointed by the mayor and 3 appointed by On Broadway, Inc. The board, which gave Walmart a purchase option on 15 acres of land on North Broadway, had to decide Monday whether to extend that option. They gave Walmart a purchase option to buy 15 acres earlier this year. It had till Monday to decide whether to extend that option. It deadlocked because Jim Schmidt inserted, they say intervene, I would say he inserted himself into this. That means it will go to the Redevelopment Authority probably at Tuesday's regularly monthly meeting. Not surprisingly, all three city appointees voted against it. All three on Broadway appointees voted to extend the option. Again, although controlled by the Larson Green Governing Board, the land is owned by On Broadway, Inc., which received a $3 million loan guarantee as part of the deal to buy it in 2007. On Broadway will have to begin paying on the loan next year. If it is unable to meet that obligation, the city will get control of the property. It was because of the loan guarantee that the Joint Governing Board was formed. So Jim Schmidt is so desperate to kill this that he appoints himself to the board so he can vote on this. Nobody finds that puzzling. Nobody, let me retract that. Nobody finds that stunning. Are you really? Okay, here's why I want to get Jim on the show. I want to ask one question. And Jim, if you're listening or if someone tells you about this, you can respond via email. Did you promise or guarantee anybody that Walmart would never go there? That's the only thing that explains this to me. Did you make a promise, a commitment, or a guarantee to person or persons or businesses? Did you guarantee that Walmart would never go on that location? Because you certainly give the appearance of a man who is trying to make good on a check he wrote. You are trying desperately, desperately to get those funds in the bank before that check is cashed. That's the way it looks to me. And the question that I don't think enough people in the media are asking is, look, Walmart wants to go there because they know this is a huge market for them. And that's why it was an absolute charade when Jim paraded Walmart to other locations in the city he knew they had no interest in. And nobody else is saying enough about the fact that Mayor Jim Schmidt doesn't give a damn about the people who could use this Walmart. Not one damn. Instead, he is bending over and taking it from the businesses who do not want Walmart there. And Jim, you might think you've insulated yourself from looking like a Walmart hater. You haven't. And this move doesn't do anything to change that. In fact, it exacerbates that. So, Jim, if you won't come on the show in absentia, can you answer? Did you promise or guarantee anyone that Walmart would never go there? And given that the city will get this property if they don't make good on that loan, isn't that a tremendous conflict of interest on your part as the mayor of Green Bay to insert yourself on that board? I suppose. I don't know what he has to say about it. Got about 3 minutes here. Former Alderman Chris Weary wants to weigh in. Chris, what do you want to say about it?
Morning, Jerry. I'm curious, where's the rest of the council? We haven't heard from usually Mr. Duane, who's, you know, a good councilman. He's the council president. Usually he's willing to speak out on just about everything.
Great question. Where the hell are they?
Where is everybody? I sat on the Larson Green board for 3 years, and I would have voted for this, and it would have tipped the scales. I'm real disappointed in the mayor on appointing himself, and he must not be assured of any of his appointees, I guess.
Okay, that's what I was just... He couldn't find someone else to do his dirty work?
Not for sure. He'd have at least one lackey, but I guess not.
I'm glad you brought that up, Chris, because I forgot to mention it. That was the part I couldn't believe. He couldn't find someone to appoint to do this for him? He had to do it himself? What the hell does that tell you?
Thanks, Jared. Take care.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot for the call. And yeah, and great point by Chris Weary. Where is the rest of the council? Why are they being so silent on this while Jim Schmidt just goes completely out of control? This clearly is a conflict of interest. He appointed himself to a board to kill a project that could result in a default on a loan that would give the property to the city. How is that not a conflict of interest? There is a need for a large food store down there. Maybe the businesses don't want it, but there is a need for it. And those of you who are emailing me and say you would rather have an empty lot than a store that could serve low-income people in downtown Green Bay, shame on you. Shame on you. It's as if there is this anti-Walmart hysteria. And Jim, you're right in the middle of it. You might think that you've immune yourself from the, you are kidding yourself. If you don't think you look like a Walmart hater, you're crazy. Especially this incredible move on Monday. You are absolutely nuts if you don't think this isn't reflecting on you. And the voters of Green Bay will have to ask if this stays an empty lot, if you deserve another term. It's 8:56.
I'm gonna learn a new language someday.
I'm gonna learn Spanish someday.
Fresh.